Up next on American Restoration.
What is this thing?
Man, this is a 1960s Caliphone sound system. I plugged it in the other day and boom, smoke everywhere.
That could be huge.
What's that looking at?
Big Mac. Officer Big Mac.
Oh, it's fantastic.
This piece is 1,300 pounds and very top heavy. I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Come on in. Watch your step.
All right, thanks.
So what can we do for you today?
I'm looking for something unique. I'm into Americana. I've got five kids, so okay. Maybe something that would be interesting to children.
Okay, come on over here. There's a all bunch right. Of sort of like Americana kid stuff.
Sure.
We got a few rides. There's pedal cars and trucks.
The tractor there is cool.
Yeah, it's Montgomery Ward's. Midwest is full of tractors, and they mimic them for kids. That used to be all red at one point, had a black plastic steering wheel, so you can tell it's 60s.
And what about maybe a basic wagon?
That one right there, probably 40. See how it's got the rolled edges on it?
Uh-huh.
To buy it and restore it, that's going to be $2,800. And that 60s one, this radio flyer, is probably $2,200.
Well, those would definitely appeal to my smaller kids, but do you have anything bigger? You know, something...
Well, we'll find something. I mean...
What's that looking at me?
Big Mac.
Officer Big Mac.
I looked across the boneyard, and I saw a set of eyes looking right at me. Well, let's go see that. And it's something that I know that my kids are gonna really enjoy.
See, get everything out of the way so you can check him out.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's Big Mac.
Yeah, you like it?
Of course. How could you not like it?
Where they were was at McDonald's. They had playgrounds, and the kids would crawl through there.
This is very cool. This is exactly what I'm looking for. You don't see these anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's still got two all-beef patties and some special sauce and lettuce and cheese, right?
You even got the sesame seeds up here, you know?
This is a piece that I remember from my own childhood. It's something that I really had a firsthand experience with.
You know what it's missing, though?
What?
The portholes. There used to be holes in the top of that hat.
Where you can look at them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess because kids were, like, crawling out on the top, they sealed everything up, and you could only crawl up into this section.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you could get the portholes back in there?
Yeah. We could do that. We'll get all the paint off and start from scratch, and then start doing all the body work and get some primer on that. On these, they were chrome. You want to do them chrome again?
Sure.
Yeah, they'd look cool, chrome. The inside of this, we'll get that galvanized, redo all the ladder. That'll look good inside there. It'll look brand new when it's done.
So how much?
Oh, my biggest challenge is actually getting the dang thing, you know, moved around and painted. It's so big. I'm looking at probably 15 grand to do the whole thing, the way we talked.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Sounds good.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
All right. I would have never bet on Brian actually buying this big of a piece. That's absolutely gigantic. It's the biggest burger I've ever seen. Hey, Ty.
Yeah?
Grab the tools. It's Big Mac time.
It's large.
Where's Bradley?
I don't know. I thought it was with you.
He's late. I wanted him to help us tear this apart. All right, I get to torture Brettley for being late. So let's get the top off and work from the top down.
You're making me hungry. All this talk about food.
I'm not sure how all these sections are locked together, but I noticed all the bolts for the top hat were missing, so I'm hoping that piece just slides right off the top.
So what happens if I fall? Workman's comp?
I'll catch you.
All right.
Make sure I don't hit the guy's nose. It's poking way out.
Now come in.
Okay, coming in.
All right, stop. Okay, or don't.
You good?
Yeah.
I gotta get underneath you so I can catch you. So, can you get it off?
No.
It's moving. Keep going.
Set up.
Ah! Check it out. It's already there. That's the original portholes. That's cool. They capped it instead of refiberglassing the whole thing for safety.
Like a condom.
It's already done. Just be careful. If you die, Brettley gets everything.
Oh.
Having all the original portholes intact was a nice surprise. But we still have to get this thing apart section by section without damaging any more of the fiberglass.
What's up, guys?
Perfect timing, Brettley.
What do we got going here?
Well, we're tearing this apart, and somebody needs to be inside to make sure it's not breaking as we're pulling it up.
Is this because I'm late?
Definitely.
This is exactly your perfect opportunity because you're late, you know?
I've actually done time in the Big Mac jail before.
Help me out.
What the? What are you doing?
I had to come try it out, and I've been stuck up here.
I don't want to go back to the big house, but I was late. Do the crime, do the time.
All right, I'm here. Are you ready to go?
Watch your head. Here you go.
Come on.
Oh, darling.
This piece is 1,300 pounds and very top heavy. So if the weight shifts the wrong way, this whole thing could topple over with Brettley in. Okay?
Let's go.
Go straight. Nice and easy.
Holy.
How'd that feel, Bradley?
That my pants. I thought we were going down.
The fork needs to go that way, the front of the fork.
How's it looking?
Tilt back.
I think we're loose.
You're out.
Yes! That was a little hairy.
All right, we got two more sections. Make sure it's centered on the sling, otherwise it's gonna come off and come at us. Don't be afraid, Brettley.
I'll never be late again, Rick.
Up! 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 That's all I got!
You're me.
I'm at my top.
There's less than a half an inch.
I'm gonna tilt backwards.
Go! Tilt back! You got it! Come.
Whoa!
It's sketchy. It's gonna wanna go whoop!
Right.
If this section slides off, gravity's gonna slide it right into the forklift.
Back.
Go back slowly.
Oh! Watch your head.
I got it, Brettley. Watch your face. Go.
That's what happens
back.
When you don't sling it right.
Hold on.
What the f- are you doing?
What? I got it.
Unbelievable.
I told you to
you are
the
not gonna
down.
Be slinging ever again.
What? It's fine.
So there you have it, a textbook example of how not to disassemble a half-ton hamburger. But at least we didn't damage it.
I hate tall. It's always a pain in the ass.
All right,
clear. All right, good job.
All right,
awesome job.
And don't be late again.
All right.
We'll send you up another tube. Hey, Jesse, I'm Rick.
What's up?
Nice to meet you. Set it up there and we'll take a look at what you got.
Let's see here.
What is this thing?
Man, this is a 1960s Caliphone sound system.
So you basically could carry it around?
Yeah, because it was like a party in a box party. Party box.
Wow, this is so cool. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what these are anymore, you know, a turntable.
That's why I want to take it back.
So where'd you get this?
I tell you what, my grandfather, back in the early 60s, he was a ladies' man, and he loved to rock the party. And he would take this every single place he went. And he could plug this thing up and just get a party started right in the middle of the neighborhood. My grandpa just thought this was the greatest thing ever.
Hey, give me chill. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. And I seen it. I said, man, I got to have it. I got to have it.
Did your grandpa tell you exactly how to use it?
Oh, yeah. See, right here, you put your microphone in.
Okay.
Right there, you put your speaker in. I think the whole concept's neat, though, the mobile party. You don't see that anymore.
If you think about it, you know, with a microphone in your hand at the same time you're playing, you can announce it. You could actually do karaoke. It was like sort of the first karaoke machine
exactly.
online,
yeah.
right? Does it work still?
No, it worked in the 70s. It had a heart attack in the 80s, and it passed away in the 90s. That's what happened to it. It doesn't work. I plugged it in the other day, and boom, smoke everywhere.
It didn't just do a little smoke coming out of the sides?
It was like a war with all the smoke. Poof!
That could be huge, okay? Because it has tubes in it, and they're very hard to get nowadays. So as far as the restoration end of it, it needs a lot of work. So we'll go ahead and redo the wood in the bad spots, redo the speaker, and then, you know, go through the stylist and the head, make sure it all works correctly. The turntable, we'll go ahead and put a new piece of cork on there. So to go ahead and restore it, I'm looking at $1,600. Well, just the beginning number killed you.
Whoa. $1,600. can't go no lower than 16?
I don't know what's inside, okay? I don't know what's wrong. I'm telling you, these tubes are between $50 to $300 each. So, I mean, let's say every tube in there is good. Then we might be able to go down a bit, you know, to like 50.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That was a big deal, huh?
Stand-up guy. Yeah. Man, I love Grandpa Rick. We can roll with that price.
Awesome. I think that's a great thing that you're doing.
Don't let it go a half a centimeter over that price.
You got it.
Gotcha.
Let's go inside and we'll do some paperwork and I'll check out the inside.
I don't want to dish this money out. I was fighting with my pocket. My hand didn't want to come out. But since it did, hook me up.
We need to start matching a paint.
Where's the goddamn black?
I mean, we're gonna be here for a week. It just takes you so long to do this.
I don't know what drives me more nuts, technology or Tyler.
Have you ever used one of these? This is called a computer.
I'm leaning towards Tyler. So this is gonna be a surprise for you.
That's right.
One, two, three. Check it out.
Cool.
Wow.
It's a giant hamburger.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
I got Officer Big Mac here.
Reporting for duty?
Yeah, we got a bunch of colors, so we need to start matching the paint. So let's do the blue.
We recently spent a lot of money on this new paint mixing room, but my dad's still stuck in howdy doody time.
Yeah, so where's the blue? I mean, there's so many dang colors here. I'm used to like six colors, red, white, blue, yellow, blue.
Where's the goddamn black?
It's down there. He has trouble using anything that's newer than 1950, so he reverts back to his old way of mixing paint, which takes forever.
Here's blue. This'll work.
I mean, we're gonna be here for a week. It just takes you so long to do this.
I'm gonna add a little bit of that.
Now we're gonna make nice, happy clouds.
Well, that's added too much white, so.
More blue.
I know how to make paint.
I like that color, but it's not the right color.
I don't know what drives me more nuts, technology or Tyler. I'm leaning towards Tyler.
I'll get it.
I'm almost there, look.
This is taking forever. Here, let me show you the way.
All right, well, let me help. This newfangled way is just killing me.
You just find something to start from.
Am I gonna time you?
That's definitely the color.
So now you got the color in your hand instead of me coming out here with a stick. How's this supposed to make it any faster?
Have you ever used one of these? This is called a computer.
What a smart ass.
This is the color.
Yes.
And this is the number.
And then you just print it? Oh, that's cool.
It's like a recipe. Look at that. So all these numbers, that's how many ounces you have to add to make the color that we're looking for.
I'm gonna give you a little what you give me. Careful.
Don't mess up. You're just not scary.
Muted.
There we go. All right.
I guess you gotta start over. Nice! I'm just gonna use this paint. That's a nice job. Here's a napkin for you. There you go.
No!
Is that all? Oh, yeah, that's all down inside those boxes. Okay, Ty. At least I'm done with my color.
I look like a f-ing Smurf.
There we go. This Big Mac jail took some serious beating over the years. Some of the bars have rusted and pitted, so we're gonna replace the bad ones before they get crumbled. We also took the body over to our friends Mutt and Jeff. Regular sandblasting would chew right through the fiberglass. So they're using baking soda to blast all the paint off, which is much less abrasive. Once they're done, we can get started on all the bodywork. I hope your hands are clean because I need help with this piece. So you know what that thing is?
Looks like a big box.
It's actually a portable turntable. And you used to like carry it around and you have your own party wherever you want it.
I don't know what their idea of a party was back in the 60s, but if you can't fit something in your back pocket, it's not portable.
If you weren't there, you just don't really realize how cool that really is.
Yeah, and you're such a dinosaur, your name should be Rickosaurus Rex.
So anyways, he said that the last time he plugged it in, it literally sparked, smoked, and blew up. So I'm anxious to see the thing opened up and see what happened, you know? Okay.
So now that's obviously your speaker.
Here, you know what these are?
Yeah, they're the needles.
There you go. They go into that stylist. You know what a stylist is?
The person that does your hair?
You gonna grab tools or are you gonna just talk?
This guy needs to know that if he shows up to a party with this thing, he's not gonna be hip.
Why? Old school's the way to go nowadays, isn't it?
Don't try to make up for your oldness.
It's not fried like I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
The guy said it exploded.
This one.
Check it. Oh, yeah, right there. That one is, huh?
The bottom looks burnt, too.
Yeah, that's that, the right one there. Right there. We're gonna test out all the electronics, but hopefully this burned out tube is the only culprit. And then we'll make the exterior sing with some shiny bling.
Man, I hope you got me right. I hope you got me right.
It's right over here.
Man.
You're worrying me.
I'm here today at Rick's Restoration to pick up my portable old school record player. I really hope Rick nailed this because I got people waiting to listen to this thing. They never seen nothing like this, so I need him to come through.
You remember what it looked like, right?
Beat up, raggedy.
Raggedy. So you ready?
I hope you got me right, Rick.
One, two, three.
Oh, wee!
So you ready?
I hope you got me right, Rick.
One, two, three.
Check it out.
Ooh, wee! Yeah, I think you did something. I got a birthday coming up. We gonna get it cracking.
What we did was we took the material off, and we found all this really nice wood under the material. So we went and did this. This is actually a stain, and then we clear-coated it. Otherwise, sooner or later, the stain would come off.
Okay.
Went and, you know, painted the grill back on there. This has all been brightened up again.
Man, I'm just loving the colors. My grandpa's gonna love this.
All the paint, and that's actually hammer tone, and all the art and all the graphics were in such good shape. I just didn't want to take out the light, so we left it all, and it looks absolutely beautiful. The turntable itself, this actually spins the record. The record sits on here.
Did you have to go looking crazy far for parts or anything like that?
The speaker, it was blown, so we got another one of these Caltone. I found another speaker. And underneath, it was tough getting the tubes correct. It had a capacitor. And when it went out, it burned, caused the smoke, and popped.
So you did it for me, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't worked yet, so don't get your hopes up.
This is the moment of truth.
All right. Okay. And we're gonna see if I can do this without scratching the record. Okay, here we go.
How's that?
Yeah, you got it cracking. I knew you could do it. Oh, man, my grandpa, he's gonna love this. Yeah. Man, oh, you did it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
You got it.
Oh, man.
You got it.
It looks great, sounds great, but there's one more thing, buddy. What about that budget?
By finding the bottom end of this being as clean as it was and only had a couple things wrong with it,
okay, and
keeping all the originality of this, I actually cut your budget right in half. It's $800.
Bingo! So I get some change.
$800, buddy.
I love this. And considering that you got me in that budget and everything was right, I got something for you.
For me?
For you. If you want to be the honorary DJ, look at that there. We got DJ Rick. Look at that. So you good on my block, Rick?
Got some bling.
Oh,
thank you.
Good. That's good. DJ Rick. Hello.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
This is my daughter, Avery.
Avery, good
Hi.
To meet you.
I don't know what my dad got restored, but I'm really excited to see it.
So this is going to be a surprise for you.
That's right. She just knows it's something big and something delicious.
Something delicious. Well, it's not a piece of candy, I'll tell you that. All right, so you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, come on, it's over here. Keep your heads down, it's big.
Okay.
All right, here we go. One, two, three. Check it out.
Cool.
Wow.
The giant hamburger.
It's a big burger.
Cool.
Seeing my daughter see this thing for the first time, it was just absolutely wonderful. I can't wait for the rest of my kids to see it. That is fantastic. So you did a wonderful job.
Avery, you know what a Big Mac is, right? When your dad found it, it was really rotten.
But now it looks just like it did when I was a kid.
Cool.
Right?
All the fiberglass was shredded off, so we ended up doing all the body work in here and fixing all this. All these bars were all rusted, hurt you if you grabbed onto it. So we re-welded those, fixed the bars, sent them all out to the chrome shop, so now you won't cut yourself when you're on there.
And you had to have some place to rescue your kid. When the scared one got up here and they couldn't get out.
It had a solid hat on top of it. It actually had another external cap over it. So when we lifted that off, okay, the holes are already there. They were right in the right spot we needed them to.
Perfect.
There's a ton of paintwork on it. I mean, a ton. I mean, you got a bunch of different colors. We went and airbrushed all the sesame seeds. Pickles were all painted. Had the rind on the pickle. I mean, they really, really went out on the paint job.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So now it's exactly like it was.
There's none like this anywhere else.
Can I go play in it?
Yeah, have at
it. Go for it. I was totally blown away. It was very impressive what they pulled off with that. Cool. So how many people do you think can fit in this thing?
50.
50?
Nice.
I don't think so.
That's a party.
That's a party.
Yeah.
Hi.
How's the view?
I like it. It's good.
Yeah, she's not going to come down.
That's why I got it for my house. Don't worry about it.
Leave them out there.
My kids, obviously, they're all going to love it. It really is a true work of art.